This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air or in the chat room. You know, you got to get involved in the conversation. That's the only way we win these things. And I don't know if they're doing it to us or not, but tonight, you know, for some of you who usually check us out on Facebook, we can't get on Facebook tonight. Go figure. Seriously. Now, I know we've not done anything different. We press the same buttons every night. It's, you know, it's no different than making your coffee. It's really simple. You get to know, after a while, you know what you want in it, that kind of thing. But listen, while we're trying to figure this out, you can always go up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live there. I think we've got a link up to YouTube on Facebook, right? Yeah, okay. So if you're really one of those people that has to no way around it, watch it on Facebook, it's up there. So anyhow, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you go to my website, though, or Amazon.com, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You should buy the book, one, because you look it. I wore the same shirt twice this week. I need to buy more shirts. So buy the book. I make a few dollars off the book. It makes everybody happy. I can change clothes from time to time. You know what I'm saying? And Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and I cleared them up for you. Okay, you may find out we're closer on the same page than you think we are. We just have a different way of going about it, just like you do. Right? And I give you the, and if you're already on the right, we're already on the same page, and you're okay with who and what I am, then guess what? I give you the information to tackle the left with. In a loving way. Yeah, I don't know about so loving, but you know, in a nice way. And never mind, I'll get myself deeper in trouble. Anyway, always a pleasure. Yeah, I am so glad to see this. Some stories now breaking that conservatives are mobilizing, and they're going to take the other side of the Trump campaign. Look at the Trump anti-Trump protesters. And I told you my fear. I have a fear that we're going to see some violence out of this, and it ain't because of the right. Sorry, I know some of you keep talking about how bad the people on the right are. But we're not punching anybody in the face. We're not pepper spraying people and then sucker punching them. We're not beating on people and dragging them out of their cars for voting for Trump. Last I checked, we weren't, unless you guys know something I don't know. So I thought I'd have some fun with Donald's speech. Excuse me, the president's speech, yeah. And, it's amazing to me, in watching the faces, see, to show you how much of a low IQ these people have, and they think they've got it all over us. But to show you, they're actually, honestly stunned at some of the stuff he says. Now, before we get started, remember, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC have been caught altering and doctoring videos and audio against Donald Trump. Bear that in mind. They've been caught. And then they've admitted to it. So it's not like we think we sort of kind of might have caught them. No, they've been caught. With all that said, there's still there people are still upset that Trump would call them phony. Let's take a listen. Maybe not. What happened? You know, I love this stuff. I love tech. Don't you love technology?
I love you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, let's try this again. Apparently, I may not have pressed all the buttons.
Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system.
Yeah. Okay, any mistruth there yet? Anybody raise your hand if you have a problem with what he just said, because I'll tell you what, he's right. He's right on. It's a broken system, and only certain people are profiting from it. When you think of the majority, you know, you go out and look. See, and this is what bothers the Democrats. We have that interweb thing now. You can get the story all over the place, not just from a few news outlets. Remember, we saw the WikiLeaks emails that they didn't, that the DNC didn't deny, and the news sources were in cahoots with Mrs. Clinton. The news sources were giving her questions ahead of time. The news sources were clearing stories with them, not asking if they were factual. They didn't say, hey, do we have all the facts right? They actually, one email said, are you okay with us running this story? Who the heck? Why would the DNC get a say in whether a story gets to be run about them that might be seen as negative? That doesn't sound like a free and open press.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Anybody disagree with that? No, he's right on there too. You look at the stories that break. You look at the headlines and some, and we've read them a million times. My favorite place to go, sick man, what can I tell you? But my favorite place to go to really see how these storylines are so far off, go to the Huffington Post. Because if you want to get an idea what the real story is, right, you go to the Huffington, like, look, Trump's new, you know, new pick for the national security chief rejects his offer. Now, what does that sound like? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three, a couple of nitwits.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. So I was making fun of, how the, you know, and there's a lot more left-leaning than there are right-leaning, but how I was making fun of the Huffington Post, for instance. And he's right. I mean, Trump talked about titles today. He's so right about titles. Here's the title. Says, Trump's new national security pick rejects the offer. Now, they make it sound like, oh, I'm not going near him. Isn't that kind of the feeling you get from that? And some of you are going to say, oh, yeah, well, he had to say that to, so it wouldn't look bad on Trump. See, it's always... It's going to look bad on Trump, or it's going to look bad on the guy on the right. It's going to look bad for the conservative. That's why they, you know, the only, if you listen to the Dems, The only person that ever tells the truth 100% of the time is a Democrat. Republicans are incapable of telling the truth, according to a Democrat. Think about it. Think about when you read these. So the story goes on to say Trump's pick to replace Michael Flynn turns down the offer. Hayward was offered the job after Michael Flynn was fired. We know that. And he wasn't fired. No matter what anybody says, he wasn't fired. Yes, they asked for his resignation. I get it. It amounts to about the same thing. But I'll tell you what. With the amount of firestorm going back and forth, even if I wasn't guilty at this point, with everything going on with that administration, I may have tendered my resignation. Just to make sure that, hey, look, I can't draw all this attention and we won't be able to get anything done. And I heard one of the biggest reasons they wanted Flynn, why they targeted Flynn, why they wanted him gone, because he was so against the Iranian deal. And they are trying to make inroads, which is why conservatives, you have to stop taking this stuff. You have to stop allowing this to happen. When you see these posts, you don't have to fight it to the death. But when you see a post with fake news, fake information, put it up there. Put the truth up there. It won't kill you. And the reason he was asked to leave was mostly because he misled Vice President Mike Pence on the conversation he had with the Russians. Now, Trump was, I mean, obviously, yeah, let's listen to more of his, I don't want to do the speech yet. I want to finish this because this is funny. I don't know if you heard Elijah Cummings and Nancy Pelosi. They came out today and they were talking about how Flynn put out a tweet, that he was a scapegoat. Okay, they said Flynn came out with a tweet that simply said scapegoat. See, it wasn't, and they went off. And the idiots didn't realize it was a fake tweet. It was from a fake account. Their own, talk about vetting problems. They're going to tell us who we can put in office. They can't even vet a tweet. Let that sink in for a minute. And then unlike, the Democrats, when somebody did something wrong, see, if this was a Democrat president and Flynn was a Democrat, they probably would have moved him into another position. They would have moved him laterally somewhere else because they never fire anybody. No matter what they do wrong, they never fire anybody. And the president made it clear today, he asked Flynn to resign on Monday, saying it was because the retirement not been completely truthful with Pence about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. Think about that. Have you ever heard, I'll put you Democrats on the hot seat, would you please send me links to where your president or one of your leaders fired somebody, asked somebody to leave because they did something dishonest? And Hayward has said, look, I got financial obligations. I've got, I've got financial obligations, I got family, I've got things that I need to take care of. I can't just jump into this. I don't have it. Right? Now, the other thing, too, is I find it amazing. Do you remember the story when FOIA requests were being made to the White House? And they were taking not days, not weeks, but months to respond to those FOIA requests. Right? And you couldn't get any information out of that White House in a timely fashion to save your butt. Do you remember when Hillary was told to show her emails? To supply her emails and have the State Department supply her emails to the Congress for the investigation. And they would only release, even though they were told to release it, they were only release so many at a time. And even when the judge said, hey, with all the lies you guys have been telling, you need to go to an ethics Remember that when the judge said, hey, you know, part of my ruling is going to be that you guys have to go, you DOJ attorneys have to go to ethics classes? And they refused to go. They refused to do what a federal judge told them to do. No outrage from the left. Not a word. See, it's not equality they want. It's not law they want. They want control, period. And now a judge is ordering the release of EPA nominee Scott Pruitt's fossil fuel emails the day before he's supposed to be voted on in the Senate. Now, judges ordered an Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt's office to release thousands of documents related to Pruitt's communications with the energy industry. The Thursday ruling comes out. This is when he was he's now going to become the EPA agency's top man. The vote is supposed to go down tomorrow, and all of a sudden, I'm telling you, it's the Obama administration. The Obama team, the Tear Up America team, is finding all kinds of allies to work with. They're finding all kinds of people now they can deal with. It's sad. You talk about, again, you guys on the left had a fit. A living fit. When Rush Limbaugh said he hoped that President Obama would fail. Oh my God, you're asking for the country to fail. He's our president. You need to get used to it. But it never applies to you guys, does it? Never. You never see a fairness or equality in that. The only stuff you see equality in is when you don't get your way, then we're not being equal. It's not an equal situation or scenario. Judge Alicia Haynes Timmons of the District Court of Oklahoma County ruled that the Attorney General's office will have until Tuesday to turn over more than 2,500 emails and other documents, the watchdog group Center for Media and Democracy has asked for. But we would never see those if it was the other way around. I'm telling you, they got little spies, little cockroaches all over the place turning this stuff up. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. More on Trump's press conference today right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I am all over the place because I'm having so much fun. I'm all over the place this hour. Because when you think about what the Democrats are doing, the way they're... Oh, this is such... What did he say? It was... this is worse than 9/11. This is worse than the Watergate affair. This is going to do more damage to the country. You guys are brain dead. I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, think about some of the stuff that Obama did early on, especially. The deals that he made with Iran. Cuba. I mean, seriously. I'm glad that Iran agreed not to further any of their, you know, their missile testing. Don't get me started. So let's get back to Trump's speech. Maybe.
This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved.
All right, now you know I've never agreed with him 100%. Sometimes I don't know what he's looking at, but I always go back to this. Nobody believed he'd make it. Everybody thought he was just a clown, right? And that he would never make it out. Don't worry about him. He'd never make it out of the primary. And he made it into the primary, didn't he? Right? He was the nominee. Oh, we're screwed. He's never going to make it to president. Well, guess what? He made it to president. He made it to president despite the fact that every major news source said he was losing in the polls. Most major news sources said Hillary was going to win in a landslide victory. Right? Think about that. He's a clown. He can't win with young women. He can't win with the young people. He's not going to win in the black community. He's not going to win. Yet for a Republican, he did very well with every one of those groups. If you recall, he actually did when it come to the women's group. He did 3 points better than they thought he would do. Actually, that's not true. He did 3 points better than Romney did. But they thought he was going to get snookered in that area. Right, so nothing that the mainstream media came out with, nothing you were told by the pundits, nothing that you were told by anybody who was supposed to have a clue was right, was it? Probably the same people that were doing the Brexit bets, But no, he doesn't get it right all the time. And yeah, I'd like to see him have a little more humility at times, or be a little more humble at times, or saying, yeah, you know what, we did have some hiccups. We're working to fix those hiccups. But you know what? I'm not his advisor.
Well, the leaks are real. You're the one that wrote about them and reported them. I mean, the leaks are real. You know what they said. You saw it. And the leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake.
Yeah, yeah. How can anybody? How can I just read you. I should go over to CNN, right? I'll bet you CNN's got a whole bunch of bad stuff up there. But the way they title these stories, the way they come out. Oh, yeah, Trump lashes out at the media. And then he says he inherited a mess at the news conference. So what part of that is it? What is it? He did inherit a mess. Look at our allies in Europe. I don't even know if we have allies in Europe. We've got a couple, or had a couple. Right? The Middle East is in an uproar. And you can't keep blaming Bush for all this stuff. And then all the news sources who said that, you know, Flynn lied to the FBI. Oh, he's in trouble. Flynn lied to the FBI. Well, guess what? The FBI is not pursuing charges against Flynn. So like Mrs. Clinton, apparently he did nothing wrong, right? Isn't that what you guys said? When the FBI said that she did nothing wrong and they weren't pursuing charges, you guys said, well, see, there you go. Well, come on, let me hear it. All you Dems together say, see, there you go. Flynn is innocent. I knew you couldn't do it. Oh, and this one too from CNN. Breaking, Trump's choice to replace Flynn says, thanks but no thanks. You see how they make it sound? See how those titles work out?
Thank you very much, and just for the record, we don't hate you. I don't hate you.
Okay.
So pass that along.
Yeah, you don't know by what you're right.
But ask Jeff Zucker how he got his job, okay?
If I may follow up on some of the questions that have taken place so far here, sir.
Well, not too many. You know, we do have other people. You do have other people, and your ratings aren't as good as some of the other people that are waiting.
Pretty good right now, actually.
I won with news conference and probably speeches. I certainly didn't win by people listening to you people, that's for sure.
And he's right. News conferences, getting out in front, going to his rallies, which he's going to do now again. I think it's exactly what he needs to do. I think he needs to put it in these people's faces. I think he needs to remind them why they lost and how they lost. You heard Kathy earlier. She's right. She's 100% right. It's funny how they don't realize the damage. They did it. To show you how dull they are. When Harry Reid, you know, took it from 60 to 51, when he changed all the rules of the Senate, they were so full of themselves, they thought they'd never lose the government again. They thought they'd never lose the Senate. They thought they were in for life because this is what everybody wanted. You were wrong. And now you've given it to us. You see the cycle you've created? And then all these things that went on during Mr. Obama's reign. What Hillary got away with. You were screaming about the hearings and what the FBI was doing and the Republicans were waiting. And they're just a party of no. And who's the party of no now? Who wants the hearings now? But yours are righteous and ours weren't. This is why I keep saying they don't want equality. They want control. They see that any thought that comes to them that's between their two ears is righteous and just and real. And any thought that a Republican has is demonic, right from the pit of hell. Like Pelosi. Go look it up on my Facebook and on the website. She came out a few weeks ago and said that the Democrats do the work of God. Is that the same God they tried to pull out of their platform a couple years back? Must be. I wish we had that. I wish we had that video because I got to tell you something. Villaraigu, the mayor of L.A., they put that poor guy up on that stage. And he was the one that had to take the vote for removing God from the platform. And that place went nuts. All right? And I am sure the White House called and said, What are you people doing? Because Villaraigosa, you know, when he heard the vote, he was like, wait a minute, the ayes have it? He wasn't even sure. And he didn't know what to do because he had an expectation it was going to go one way and it went another. And I am sure somebody from the White House said, knock it off, stop it. Put God back into it. Stop it. Anyway, let's get away from the loons.
But I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not.
Oh, no, he was wrong. He was dead wrong. They did that about an hour after the conference. Didn't even take them that long to write it out. Rants, raves, accuses, blames everybody but himself. When I first saw the stuff coming across my phone, I thought they were talking about Obama. I thought my phone had reset itself to like a year or two ago, and I was seeing Obama complaining again.
Ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. Should I let him?
You know, the funny thing about this is if you go to a local jail, if you go to the county jail, nobody's guilty in there. Ask them. They'll tell you.
Have a little bit more. What do you think, Peter? Yeah? Peter, should I have let him have a little bit more? Sit down. Sit down.
I love that. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Shut. You know, it'd be great for him just to look over at the Secret Service and get him out of here. And not because I don't, because you know, I know what I'm going to get already. Not because I don't believe in freedom of press. At some point in time, that's not a fight. That's stupidity at that point. When you're having that back and forth. President told you to shut up, basically. Knock it off. Stop arguing with me. And when you figure it out, you might get more floor time.
Because of the attack of fake news and attacking our network, I just want to ask you, sir.
I'm changing it from fake news, though.
Doesn't that undermine...
Very fake news.
I know, but aren't you...
Even a CNN guy laughed at that one. He thought that was funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm having too much fun with this. I'm not giving it up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our
court. I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Music is a world within itself.
We are back.
Language we all understand.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Crazy stuff. I mean, this thing with Trump, we talked about it just a few minutes ago. What did he say? Tomorrow they're going to be talking about my rant. No, it took him about an hour. When you go look at all the headlines, just Google it out there. Go just Google Trump's press conference. And watch what you find. Watch what you come up with. But we've been listening to parts of his speech, and I've been having some fun with it. Because, look, unlike the left, and I challenge somebody today. Tell me, post up, put something up that where you on the left feel like Trump, not Trump, but Obama did something wrong. And I don't mean like he didn't go far enough for you. I mean, really, truly, something wrong. Take a listen.
Go ahead.
Real news, Mr. President, real news.
And you're not related to our new...
I am not related, sir, no. I do like the sound of Secretary Acosta, I must say.
You know, I looked at that name. I said, wait a minute. Is there any relation there, Alex Acosta?
I'm sure you checked that out, sir.
No, I checked it. They said, no, sir. I said, do me a favor. Go back and check the family tree. I've done nothing for Russia. Hillary Clinton gave him 20% of our uranium.
Yeah, we are nothing. Right? Nobody was... like I keep saying, it's not equality they want. They want control. It doesn't matter what they do, how they do, where they do, when they do. If a Democrat does it, it's okay, it's fine, it's just, and it's legal. No matter what it is. And if a Republican even sneezes in the wrong direction, he should be impeached.
Hillary Clinton.
Trump has taken an unprecedented beating before he even gets in office. But he's the only president-elect whose impeachment was called for before it was legally okay to impeach him. That was another Maxine Waterism.
Hillary Clinton did a reset, remember, with the stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks? Here, take a look.
Yeah, they go to a Russian man and say, here, press the button, we start all over, okay? Yeah, right. That worked out really well, didn't it?
He looked at her.
And the other thing is, you know, they're making a big deal out of the spy ship being off our coast and about the Russian, like Trump has something to do with this. You know, these relationships erode over a period of time. You guys know this. We all have stories of kids, teenagers growing into adulthood, where parents decide to finally, after years and years and years, they finally decide to take their rightful place as parents. And how many stories have you heard where a child, a young person, looks at a parent and says, I am 17 years old and all of a sudden you want to be my mother? All of a sudden you want to be my dad? All of a sudden you want to force me to do something? The same thing at work. You know, you don't force your employees to do certain things. You don't hold them to the rules. And all of a sudden, when you decide you need to start doing stuff like that, they look at you and say, hey, I've been coming in between 8:05 and 8:20 every morning for 7 years. All of a sudden, you want me here at 8 and I'm the bad guy? It's the same thing here. With everything Obama let them get away with, not just the Russians, the Iranians. You know... We let, two planes, two Russian planes fly near an American ship. We have a Russian communication ship out in international waters within their legal right to where they're at. And Trump is a big bad boy. And Russia invades Ukraine. Crimea. Russia's invading Crimea. And the brain surgeon of a Secretary of State we have, Mr. Kerry...
That doesn't happen in the 20th century. Countries don't invade other countries. What? He is?
Remember that? That was classic. So his Secretary of State didn't know this was happening. Russian forces were lining up on the border. Didn't know anything was going to happen. Nothing. They knew nothing. They let it happen. The Dems, bupkis. Nobody's to blame but the Russians. Right? The fact that we didn't know or knew and didn't do anything, no, that's okay. But Mr. Trump, with the leftover mess from Obama, everything's fine. It's all his fault. Obama, and again, Bush, what, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, everything was Bush's fault after Obama came in? All of a sudden, January 20th, at 12:20 p.m., everything was Mr. Trump's fault from that point forward. Well, if it's because of him, the hundreds of millions of dollars that he saved on the jets, the Air Force jet contract, you can't take that away from him because some of you are trying to say Obama already worked that out. That was Obama's thing. It's not. How about the money he saved on Air Force One? Or Air Force One and Two, actually. Did Obama get credit for that, too? Is that how that works? You guys are just not honest. No worse than the news. Than these news sources. You're not honest.
Stupid plastic button that made us all look like a bunch of jerks. Here, take a look. He looked at her like, what the hell is she doing with that cheap plastic button?
And it wasn't even Russian made.
The greatest thing I could do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's so great. That's not great.
You mentioned the vessel, the spy vessel off the coast of the United States.
Not good.
There was a ballistic missile test that many interpreted as
not
a violation
good.
Of an agreement
good.
Between the two countries, and a Russian plane buzzed a U.S. destroyer.
Not good. Wait a minute. I don't have to tell you what I'm going to do in North Korea.
Yeah, I love this. The press has had 8 years of being spoon-fed everything that Obama was going to do to protect us. Right? Isn't that like you're telling the bank robber? Okay. There's no guard there until 3 o'clock. At 3:05, we're going to come in with guns blazing and we're going to take that money back from you. I mean, why would you tell them what you're going to do and how you're going to do? And they did it all the time. And in 2 weeks, we're going to launch an offensive. And, I mean, like, I wonder who the real JV team he was talking about when he was talking about JV teams, Mr. Obama.
Russian plane buzzed the U.S. destroyer.
Not good. Wait a minute. I don't have to tell you what I'm going to do in North Korea. And I don't have to tell you what I'm going to do with Iran.
Amen.
You know why? Because they shouldn't know.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Where are you from?
BBC.
I love this. I love this. But back to his... Yeah, that nobody is entitled to know what we're going to do to defend this country. All you need to know is that the president understands that ISIS is a threat, that Al-Qaeda is a threat, that the Taliban is a threat, that the Russians are a threat, and he's going to take care of it. That's all you really need to know. You do not need to know, nor do you have a right to know, every little thing the government's doing. You don't. I know you like to believe you do, but you don't.
Okay. Here's another beauty.
It's a good line. Impartial, free.
And while I'm at it, you know, Hollywood does a great job, and I'm sure there's more to it than this. But Hollywood does a great job, like, you know, when they do those movies about Air Force One, and they do these documentaries, and they do all the, and here's all the defense systems that Air Force One has. And here's how it can avoid this, and it can avoid that, and it can, I'm thinking to myself, why would you tell us all this? Why wouldn't you just say it has an array of self-defense systems, that Air Force One can protect itself to avoid you know, being shot down on its own with some onboard defenses? That's all we should know. That's all we need to know. It is a brain surgery, people.
President,
where are you from?
BBC.
Okay. Here's another beauty.
It's a good line. Impartial, free, and fair.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
Whack, 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 whack.
Just so you understand, we had a totally divided country for 8 years and long before that. And I am going to try. I will do everything within my power to fix that.
You know, he's not going to be able to fix it in and of himself. You conservatives have got to take your rightful place. You've got to get off the couch. You've got to get off your butt. And look, if you're already doing this, then don't get offended. It doesn't apply to you. But, you know, teach your kids. You got young kids, you got grandchildren. Teach your kids how to defend themselves. Tell your kids, if you got older kids, I want to know. You want to know as a parent. I want to know what teachers are constantly, every day, pounding on Trump. I want to know. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what you're being taught in school. I want to know what you're being told in school. Seriously. It's the only way we're going to fix this, people. The only way you're going to fix this is that every single time that a teacher, and we saw it happen earlier. There was a teacher, and we'll probably do that story if I get to it in the next hour. There was a teacher that the student recorded the teacher saying some pretty nasty things about Trump and even about physical violence. And the kid turned it in, and guess who has to apologize? Not the teacher. Parents, you should be going nuts over stuff like this. Your kid, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, your kid shouldn't have to put up with this stuff. And according to California Ed Code, these teachers can express their opinions, but they have to allow, they can't browbeat the kids, and they have to allow a fair and equal conversation. How are you going to do that with somebody who hates the other person? How are you going to do that with somebody who actually hates the other side? Not going to happen. When we come back, a teacher accuses a student of harassment for simply saying God bless you after they sneezed. Yep, we're still in the world of hurt, people. We got a long way to go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.